So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time on a special day. 24 years ago this day, called in emergency for 9/11 and on for 3 or 4 or 5 hours. I forget how much. We had a skeleton staff then. It was just me and another host covering that. We'll get into it. But first, it's always such a pleasure. That's why every Monday it's 2 o'clock with Scott Presler, but particularly on a day like this, an inspiration to me and I think to you, based upon a lot of metrics that are out there, and someone who had close connection to Charlie Kirk. Scott joins us today. Scott, welcome in. Thanks for responding and coming on. You take it away. Say whatever you want. What's on your mind today?
I'd like to introduce you to some Americans living amongst us in our country. Meet Giovanna Bonanno. She works at Trattoria Reggiano in Las Vegas, Nevada. She saw the Charlie Kirk assassination and called it a quote-unquote necessary death. Then you have a teacher in Florida, in Lakeside, at Ridgeview Elementary School. She said this wasn't the obituary she was hoping for, and thankfully, she's been suspended. A professor at Cornell University, he wrote, "You reap what you sow." Was this some strange twist of karmic universal justice? Reed Friedson, professor at Cornell University, indoctrinating our youth. Charlie Toussaint, a librarian at Pima County Public Library in Arizona. He said, "No thoughts, no prayers. I hope the gun is okay." Oh, and by the way, he plays in a metal band, and it appears that he's a Satanist. Meet Lauren Coleman. In response to Charlie Kirk's assassination, she wrote, "I was hoping my day would get better, and here we are." Lauren Coleman in Kennesaw, Georgia, works for Informed Data, and her job is doing criminal background checks. Yeah, clearly. Yeah. That's who we want doing criminal background checks. Dom, it goes on and on and on. But I'm here to tell you right here and right now a few things. Number one, Charlie was a man of God, a man of honor, a father, and he put everything on the line to help save our country. And thankfully, in 2024, we did it together, and we reelected President Donald J. Trump as the 47th president of the United States. He sacrificed. And here we have a lunatic assassinate him, take him away from us. And in response, you have people that disagree with us who are cheering on the murder, cheering on our murder. We're not the same. We're not. And I tell you right now, as I'm on the phone with you, I am not going to cower. I am not going to fear. I am not going to let that ruin my life. And in fact, I am more emboldened. I am saddened. I am heartbroken. I am enraged. I am torn. I am going to continue to peacefully fight every single day, because if we don't, then what happened yesterday, the assassination, the domestic terrorism, the tragedy, the murder, the bloodshed will have been for nothing. So you have to ask yourselves at home today, on the anniversary of 9/11, when New York is on the verge of electing a socialist to its government, you have to ask yourself, truly, what are you doing to save our country? What are you doing each and every day? Because this peaceful, and I want to emphasize peaceful because that's who we are. We are not going to lower ourselves to the left. We are not going to become the left. What are you doing every day to fight for our country peacefully? How are you going to serve our country and serve our nation and serve your children and serve the freedom that we have been gifted here? Ask yourself, what are you going to do? And I tell you, I am going to continue to be out in the streets. I am going to continue to register voters. I am going to continue to knock on doors. I am going to continue to use my platform to inspire and motivate and elevate as many people as I possibly can to elect good people in the government. And you hear me loudly and you hear me clearly. Our nation, we are still under attack. And it is not just globally, it is from within. This is domestic. This is homegrown. This is domestic terrorism. We are under attack from within amongst our own.
Scott, as inspirational as ever, but listeners, and I told you we were at an event last night, and the great part of talk radio is you get to do events with people who are doing exactly what you're talking about. This was the sheriff who you're working for, Fred Herron, to reelect, and I am too, in Bucks County. He had a fundraiser, enormous crowd in Doylestown at a bar. Whatever you drank and the tips and all, it went to this boxing program for hundreds of kids with the police that instills a lot of great stuff. And I can't tell you the number of people there, though, that asked me and said, your buddy Scott Presler, don't you worry about him. And as much as I knew you would continue on, I do. You are one of our indispensables. You have, from the time of the cleanup until now, you have just, the first time I interviewed you over in Kensington, I just was in love with your story, what you're doing, your background, and how you continue to talk about doing this peacefully, aggressively, but peacefully, even today on this day of pain.
It's the only way forward, Dom. And I'm glad to hear that the sheriff had a good turnout. And it shows you, y'all, you have to vote. You have to come out. Don't allow this November, when we have 18 district attorneys up for election, to allow the left to take those seats. Who do you think they're going to support? You think they're going to support criminals or the people that deserve justice, the victims? We have 32 sheriff elections this November. Do you, the people of Pennsylvania, want 32 pro-illegal alien anti-ICE sheriffs elected into government? You got to ask yourself. So I'm glad to hear. I fully endorse, support, and I will do whatever I can legally within my power to make sure that Sheriff Fred Herron is reelected to Bucks County this November and District Attorney Jen Shorn is reelected as well. We need good people in our government.
Also there last night, and also a big Presler fan. Also the same thing. You were on their minds because they know how visible you are. They know what a force you are. And again, you know, all these people, you have not said anything inflammatory here. You've used the word peacefully several times, but you made the point, and I'm going to make the point, Scott. This is essentially, now we have our nuts too. We all know that. But this is essentially one side. It's from the left. And what got me, I don't know about you, Scott, when you heard this, you were much closer to Charlie Kirk. This, he had his own security, he had his own people. You know, if somebody ran forward and they try to attack him or something, that's something that can happen. But when you have a guy shooting from 200 yards away in this manner, that only happens with presidential candidates. It doesn't happen with somebody who essentially does what I do and some of what you do combined. You don't worry about being shot by an assassin. It just, that's what jumped out at me specifically. Random violence, you have security, that can happen, sadly. This is much different, though. This is extraordinary.
I hope they catch him, whoever it is. I hope they find, or her, or find this person. Mm-hmm. And we must have swift, accountable justice. And but again, I need people to know, do not fear. Do not fear, do not embolden, do not allow these people to gain any semblance of power. You have the opportunity to stop it. And I'm going to an event tonight. I'll be in Cumberland. I'll be with the Cumberland County GOP. I will be joining them. This weekend, I'll be attending vigils. I'll be doing events all next week in Pennsylvania. Whoever justifies what happened yesterday, I want you to hear me loudly and clearly. You will not win.
Exactly. Well, Scott, when you're going to be in the area, you and I talked about a day together. Let me know around this or around something else. We are ready to go. Can you tell people where to find you, though? Sometimes it's a different hour you're on. They may not know if they want to volunteer, they want to help, or just to keep up with what you're doing and being inspired. Scott, where do they go?
Just today, I want you to pray for the victims 24 years later of 9/11. I want you to pray for the Kirk family. It's not about me. Today, we remember Charlie's legacy and don't let it go for naught. You do something. And I'll see you next Monday at 2 p.m. On the Dom Show.
Sorry, Scott. Tuesday. Remember, I'm going to be out on Monday. Tuesday at 2 p.m., Scott. Thank you, Scott.
See you Tuesday.
All right, Scott. Thanks for coming on today. All right, there is somebody who's indispensable. Somebody out of all the stuff I've done and all the stuff I've seen, that's got to be in the top two or three today. I met Scott Presler. What he does, how inspirational this is. And yes, he did work with Charlie Kirk extensively. A couple of things, and we'll take your calls. We have a lot of cuts. When I was called in 24 years ago. Wow, could it be 24? I mean, you have to understand the story. I think it was just at the time the second plane hit, they called me. This is many program directors ago and much like four locations of the studios ago. DJ's on the phone with Dr. Laura because I don't care what Dan says. DJ does sound like me. And Dr. Laura thinks that's me. And that's because the plane went down in Shanksville. And Dr. Laura was very kind and wanted to know if I was okay. I'm telling her it's a big state. But that's the stuff that was happening that day. And we have several cuts that Henry and I will put out there today at various times as we remember 24 years ago. One of the best things I've ever been involved with, Craig Stocker on the 20th anniversary, allowed us, we went to a fire company in Doylestown. And we brought on all kinds of special guests related to 9/11, Brian Kilmeade, all kinds of people you may remember. And the whole day was devoted to that 25th anniversary. Each year that we get out, more and more things are forgotten. So we'll try to do that today with you. And we're dedicating the side question to Charlie Kirk today. Yeah, I put up on Twitter I was going to do that. I'll give you that in a moment. Just a couple of quick thoughts here. Then we'll take your sense of where we are. One, these reports that seem to be accurate, that whatever we have of shell casings, engravings, with two issues allegedly around the shooter. Now, this could change over my 3 hours, but it seems Wall Street Journal, several, a whole bunch of sources have this. Two issues here with this shooter. One, of course, the tired out obligatory fascism, fascism, fascism. And there is no doubt that when you take Trump to Hitler, how many times have we said that? Then you take Charlie Kirk to a goose-stepping Nazi, that's been said. You are ratcheting this up to an unacceptable level. You don't go Hitler. We don't allow Hitler as an answer in the side question. Why? It's out there. There's nothing like it. Yeah, I know. Stalin, Mao. I know all that. Okay. But Hitler is the catchphrase, and they do it repeatedly. We're going to play you Chris Murphy, who's running for president, the ghoul from Connecticut, Democrat senator, bringing up that very thing. Still talking about Trump's going to take away democracy. Not that Trump has to be opposed on this, that, or the other. It's, again, we have a dictator. The other, and this riles me up, the trans issue. Again with the trans issue. You have people that just are not getting through their heads. You're in a world of unreality. It's not hate toward people that are trans. It's simply, we're not going to have men competing against women. We're not going to do the bathroom stuff. We're not going to say this is science. We're not going to have gender-affirming care for minors that are 8, 9, and 10. That's not hateful. That's a point of view based upon a lot of facts. You want to continue down this path, Democrat Party, and you want to continue to be afraid of the base of your party. You've enabled these people to believe that they are fighting against discrimination of the highest order. Now, those are the two engravings, according to the Wall Street Journal, the two things that we know. Hard to say, professional hit job and all. I'm looking at a picture of the, I don't see that necessarily. Some crazies out there on the right saying, oh, foreign, they had a jet taken in it. Don't make it worse than it already is. But it jumped out at me that if someone had run up and tried to attack Charlie Kirk, there were plainclothes, there were cops there, there were various things. But to be assassinated in this type of manner, we know the last time that happened, President Trump, two times. The other guy was in the woods there at the golf course, and crooks. And several cops pointed out to me that they were wondering, when are all these investigations going to tell us definitive answers to what the hell happened with crooks in Butler and the FBI? And even the other one was even more egregious to me, letting that guy just hide out with some covering on the sixth hole, I think it was, to fire at the president. You know, but that's presidents. You got to be aware of stuff like that. You mean to say an opinion maker, and again, a guy whose opinions were very conservative in some areas, okay. But a guy who showed up and worshiped the idea of debate on college campuses. I haven't heard back from her. I know she's busy, but Riley Gaines was on my mind too. The college campuses, these clowns that are in administration, they've allowed them to say, we don't welcome debate anymore. We're not going to debate you. You're not coming on these campuses. These are out of bounds. It's hate speech. We're just going to bring progressive speaker after progressive speaker, yelling genocide on Israel, yelling trans rights. We don't want to hear the other side. And this was a whole bit that he did step up and try to take me on. And for some of these kids, that was a thing of a lifetime to debate him in these. Pretty tough to win, pretty tough to do. And I get that. But they, you know, it was a grabber. And he's shot because of the issue of trans and the issue of fascism. Wow. No two sides on this. in this manner? No. And the media is going to continue to try to push that. Kirk is a tough one to push it with. I mean, you can push his opinions as being not in the, quote, center, but the manner delivered and the type of debate thing, it's pretty hard to deny that. President Trump has said Charlie Kirk will get the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And somehow or another, the numbers are staggering to Scott Presler's point of young people that he was able to reach. That is the thing that the other side most was concerned about with him. That made him unique. All right, phone lines. 855-839-1210. Here's a side question today. All-time Charlies. When I looked it up, and these seem to be in play, Carlottas, Carlas, Charlies, okay?
Oh, we're really expanding.
Yeah. Well, these are the female forms. So apparently from French, it means free man, Charlie. Interesting. And somebody put up right away on Twitter, it's amazing how Charlie is used, along with the name Joe, like G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie's used, like for Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle. They mocked him that he ran the first base. Yeah, then when he was turning second, I don't think you want to mock him when he's coming at you. I always like that. Why not run the first base? Charlie Hustle. There's a couple of other Charlies, too, that we use. So it doesn't have to be just a person. It can be used in creative ways. Henry, how about yours?
How about I give you a Chuck to start off?
Sure. There you go.
How about Chuck Yeager?
All-timer.
First pilot to break the speed of sound in flight. Yep. And how about I give you someone you've never seen before? You've only seen parts of this person. That would be Charlie of Charlie's Angels.
Big one.
Yeah.
Real or fictional?
You know what? And you wanted to get creative here? How about the quote from Robert Duvall's character in Apocalypse Now?
Yes.
Charlie don't surf.
That's right. Yeah. All right. There's a million of them. Give us your reaction to, you just heard Scott Presler. And look, I don't know about security for Scott Presler, et cetera. He's not quite the target that Charlie Kirk was. By the way, tip of the hat to South Park, and I'll tell you Kirk's reaction to it. They yesterday changed the rerun and took out Charlie Kirk in deference to the fact that he passed. All right, 855-839-1210. And Scott, in his litany of people on Twitter, left out this teacher in Lancaster who apparently is a teacher for emotional support. Emotional support. She goes on Twitter with a long diatribe. I want no empathy. I want nothing for Charlie Kirk. And her position there in Lancaster County, it says, teacher for emotional support. Oh, my God. You know, don't you realize by now, when you're going on Twitter doing this stuff, how easy it is people are going to see this? And are you feeling, I don't care, it's freedom of speech. It is, but there are repercussions in the workplace, et cetera, with some of this stuff. I didn't see anything with her yet, but a teacher of emotional support saying this deserves absolutely no empathy. Really, I think we would reserve that for people that are evil. You know, when someone passes, usually we take a look at some of the good side. It's balanced. I'll give you the New York Times obit on this. But hit us with that all-time Charlie, Charlie's Chuck, and the female versions. You can get in. I'll be playing you two throughout the show. Some of the moments on that day when I was called in first on WPHT Talk Radio 1210 to kind of make some sense of what was happening. It was, and Jim Kelly, Jim, stay a little bit here. We'll go to Jim Kelly next, who's hanging around. He was producing along with others. Nostradamus even got thrown into it. Oh, my God. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Jim Kelly in studio with us, and we'll play you. Let's play this as a little setup. Then I'm going to go to the cars. I don't want to make people wait. Henry, the thing that I maybe remember the most, I don't have numbers on these, so I'm going to go with H9. I think this, if I'm right, was the show open, what I said when I first came on 9/11 24 years ago.
It's Dom time. Dom time.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. This is not a recording. It is not 9 a.m. It is 1:24, and what a night. Thanks so much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. That's my fault. I see now. That's Obama, Osama bin Laden being taken out. My apologies. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Let's start with the first one here, talking about how people are digesting this.
Special broadcast today from the Big Talker, and your opportunity here at Talk Radio 1210 to talk with me, to tell me how you're feeling, what you're thinking right now as all this breaks around it. I mean, I could tell you out here, people are riveted to this, even people that are not involved with programming. I'm sure where you are having trouble digest one point after another of all the breaking news.
All right, so that's how it sounded coming in, and I did talk a little bit about being called at home because I was not on that early at that point, was on at a later time, but this was all hands on deck on that day. And this will be cut six. Out of the whole thing over these years, I was sitting in the green room here at Talk Radio 1210 waiting to go on Newsmax today. I got bumped. But after all this coverage I've seen, they showed the coverage of the Tunnel to Towers guy and his brother running 3 miles, you know the story, to try to get back to the firefighter dying, how they had raised $1 billion. And even though I've interviewed him several times, seen events, etc., still brought a tear to my eye what this guy has accomplished. But here's the guy in the aftermath of 9/11. Do you remember this firefighter talking about Osama bin Laden? Cut six.
Our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, they are not gone because they are not forgotten. And I want to say one more thing. In the spirit of the Irish people, Osama bin Laden, you can kiss my royal Irish ass.
That is out of everything there. That's always been the, yeah, Bush's speech. That was Bush's best moment on top of the rubble. But that guy said it, the spirit of those firefighters of New York, of America. He captured it better than anybody, I thought. All right, Jim Kelly was roused for duty that day. Remember the other days, one of the founding fathers of Talk Radio 1210. I think he beat me in the doors here by about a year or so, maybe. But I was the ray of sunshine. I came in with Rush Limbaugh and Dr. Laura. I was the only local. You had one other local host, Michael, and Dom Giordano. And the windows opened. Suddenly there was sunlight at Talk Radio 1210. Which was the Big Talker then, which I still prefer, and so do people. The Big Talker, there was something about it. So, Jim, your recollection of being on the board, et cetera, on 9/11.
Well,
here we go.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
My recollection was I had walked into the studio at about maybe 8:45.
Right.
And another producer said, you're not going to believe this, but a plane just hit the World Trade Center. And like many people were thinking, it's a freak accident, but
right.
By 9 o'clock, once we got into Dr. Laura, everything was breaking, and somebody came down and said, okay, we need to cut away from this and go to a live feed. We took that feed till about 11. You came in around 11 o'clock, 11:15, and you were on the air till 3. And I remember the next day being told, okay, until you hear differently, it's going to be Dom Giordano from 9 to 12. And I've never really worked in local talk radio at that point. So I had to really get on my game here and learn how to produce.
Get on that board!
Get on that board and produce a local show. And one of the things that were happening in the aftermath is they had pulled the images down from TV.
Yes.
And we were talking about this on the air, and we finished the show, and during Rush, somebody calls me and says, well, I have a tape of these images. And I said, okay, let me put you on hold. So I'm running all over the building trying to find you because I don't want to lose this guy. I don't know if it's real. I don't know. And you get on with him, and we established that it is real. And this is where you realize the importance of talk radio and local talk. Because people are out there. It's a community. And this guy had stage 4 cancer, from what I can remember.
He did.
And you went out there and you got the videotapes.
Yeah,
and
now these are the women that were celebrating in the streets in Palestine that Americans were dead and killed. And the news media went on a blanket. They're not going to show it. They said they were afraid of getting their people killed if they show it. This guy with stage 4 cancer comes out with his wife. Mm-hmm. To deliver this precious videotape that we were able to use and continue the story.
And I remember, and that's 4 months afterwards, as we're doing the show, a lot of things are happening. Some schools are not allowing the American flag to be worn. Some schools are not allowing the flag to be raised. There was so much that was going on at that point. And again, we got through it. I think this radio station did a great job in covering these events. It was definitely an eye-opener for me to get involved with local talk. I wish we could have done it a different way. And the next time we came on and did the 9 to noon show was under better circumstances.
Absolutely.
Ray of Light was 24, was probably the ray of light out of all that and various other things. But you just... Yeah. Totally. When you hear that tape of you opening up the show, you're almost transported back to that day.
Absolutely. And it's fuzzy and all that, which is fine because that's the way it sounded at that moment. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for the continued service. You are you Washington or Ben Franklin? I don't know.
I don't.
Founding fathers.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I'm definitely one of them.
I got to be one of them, too.
Oh, you are. Because I came here in September of 99.
Yes.
You came in sometime.
Right after Y2K.
Right after Y2K. In 2000, you came here. So, I guess you, myself, Greg Stocker, have probably been here the longest out of anybody.
Oh, absolutely. All right, let's keep rolling. We have another century to go. Thank you, Jim.
Thank
you. Oh, by the way, anybody occur to you today that wants to have us remember any of your voices, any of them percolating from you to remember 9/11? Is there one that... Well, how about a little Limbaugh, maybe?
Well, my friends, I remember having the day off during 9/11.
That's true.
Tony Snow was supposed to be filling in for me. And we cut away from that, and we did this. And then I was back the next day. And I forget what I was even going to say here, my friends.
Well, thank you, Rush.
You put me on the spot there.
Thank you, Rush. Well, maybe another voice was occurring to you. We'll get one tomorrow.
All right.
Thanks, Jim.
Tom.
Jim Kelly, coming to your calls, 855-839-1210. A lot of folks concerned, too. And I'll tell you a little story of threats when you do this job. And just a great cop, can't say his name, who went out of his way to protect me in a situation. But I do... think about Scott Presler and people like that. This is like an assassination of a presidential candidate. Why was Kirk in the minds of the assassin and others important enough to do this? All that next at 855-839-1210. All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business, It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Going to have a lot of this breaking. Marco Rubio has just announced, and I support this up and down the line, the State Department will ban any foreigner from entering the country who celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk online. Deputy Secretary of State Chris Landau confirms. Wow. So that doesn't mean they're just coming here to be a citizen. We're talking visa or anything else. Stay the hell out. You want to celebrate something like this in this manner? Why in the world? Look, American citizens have freedom of speech, rightfully so. They can celebrate, they can be obnoxious, like this teacher in Lancaster County who's an emotional support teacher, gone off on this. Okay. You want to come here, though, where there's no reason we can make a decision to accept you or not accept you. Yeah, don't let them in. 855-839-1210. And we do have the FBI person of interest. The FBI tip line of the alleged shooter, the engravings of the things that got me, though, that Wall Street Journal reporting, the fascism stuff, and, of course, the transgender stuff. God. This group, the people on the transgender push inside the Democrat Party, I think are relatively small in number, but they think they call the tune on these issues. And Charlie Kirk was assassinated over that. We don't know that yet, but that's what the latest is of the gun they found that they believe, the rifle that was used, and the engravings that Wall Street Journal and others are reporting, the apparent messages Fox is saying. Let me go to Kevin in media, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kevin, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good.
Tom, I've got a quick question for you. I want to take you back to your way back days at WWDB.
Yes.
That was back like early 80s. I was a truck driver. I'm an attorney now. And I used to drive around, and you can only listen to music so long, even when you're a kid. So I started listening to WWDB, and there was a guy on the station, Tom, I can't think of his name. He took no quarter, gave no quarter, and it's the first time I ever heard someone get threatened on the airwaves, and he responded by saying, "If you come after me, you're also going to meet Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson." Do you remember that guy?
Irv Homer, probably. The first event that I did as a kid coming on WWDB, it was on a Sunday. It was a bird of prey thing. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
We had to let a bird. Yeah. Since I was the rookie, I had to do it a lot. They had to let a bird of prey on your shoulder with listeners there. Like, So I see this guy coming who looks like he could be neo-Nazi. His head's carved with something. And I see Irv Homer, he says, "Excuse me," to me, reaching down to his ankle for gun number one. And I'm thinking, this is a heck of a business. My God, what the hell?
Yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Tom, who was the other? I'll get to my other issue real quick.
Yeah.
Who was the other woman there? They used to refer to her as the saucy Aussie. What was
That's
her
right.
name?
Susan Bray, the saucy Aussie. Yeah.
I loved her. I mean, listen, that was got me on talk radio.
Well, look, these are the days of I Broke In, Dominic Quinn, Irv Homer. Dr. James Amino Corey, unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these were unbelievable entertainers, beyond belief.
They sure were.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, for a young guy like me, I'm in college. I'm, like I said, I'm driving a truck at 5 in the morning or whatever. this was like it showed me a whole different way of looking at things, and it was like a classroom in my truck, if you can believe
it. Well, when I heard Irv Homer, and then he took me aside, Kevin, you like me, and he talked to me about jury nullification. I had never heard, and I had been to law school at that point for semesters. Nobody told me about jury nullification. Irv Homer had a suitcase with books on it. And just one more Irv Homer story. He had such guts. He went after the IRS, so much so, to get them, they came out and for a month sat in our conference room looking over the books. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty tough stuff. Yeah.
But Don, the real reason I was calling you, and thanks for the reminiscing, I worry about you guys. I worry about the other personalities. I worry about a lot of personalities on Fox News, especially Mark Levin. I mean, because you guys are targets. Let's face it. Anybody who's on the conservative side is a target.
Look, I hear you. And what I was going to say, and I can't say the guy's name, I would in a heartbeat. He's a very educated but very tough cop. I was doing a remote at a diner. We started getting death threats. He not only had a plainclothes cop there, he had a cop sitting next to me with no neck, and he held his meeting for the community there in the conference room with the door open right next to where I was broadcasting from, and it seemed like his holster may have been unholstered at that point.
Oh, my God.
So I felt this is
amazing that you, just because you have a well-thought-out, common-sense approach, just like Charlie Kirk, let's face it, you're willing to debate, and it's not going to get personal, and because of those views, you're now a target for assassination. What the hell's going on?
That's exactly what this is about. Do you have a Charlie, Kevin?
Charlie McCarthy.
There you go. Great one. Right out of the box. The only other time, and it wasn't me, Chief Ramsey was a friend. We used to do a show with him and all. And I told him, look, I don't know what we're going to do. We had this guy, Henry, if you could imagine, because of something I said on 9/11 about neighborhoods where there are flags and not flags. He kept on badgering. When he brought up Roe and DJ and Luke, I said, that's it. Okay.
Gloves are off.
Civilians, etc. The VIP staff went over to tell him, hey, you got to cease and desist. They said, just don't listen to the guy. Why do you have to listen? And he actually said, I must listen. And he said, well, guess what? We're coming back. And the next time, handcuffs. You're not going to be doing these things and dancing up and down with this, particularly with the family. And he stopped. So, you know, but at the Charlie Kirk level, I don't know if you're hearing this anywhere else, but it just occurred to me, look, he has security. There were plain clothes. There were cops, college, and all that. If somebody rushed them and tried to do something, that, you can understand, comes with the territory. But a guy firing away, this was about the distance, I guess, or so, in a similar manner that President Trump was shot at. This is what assassins do. This isn't somebody who's furious and rushes at someone at a public event. God knows there's enough of that. This is what you do in a plot to kill the president or a presidential candidate. It's unparalleled. And I'm still reaching out to Riley Gaines because Riley Gaines goes on college campuses and all hell breaks loose. And a couple of times she had a shelter in place for hours until they can get her out of there. That's the other nugget here. Now, not at this college, but in general, conservatives not allowed on campus. They just think they can shout you down. You know, once the dust settles here or the tragedy over Charlie Kirk, that's a broader thing that the Trump administration's got to address. And if they feel it's not a good faith effort, we're cutting off funds. They just have to put the fear of God in people who think they're going to shut down at a duly authorized event on a college campus. I know it's not easy in some places, but that is the bottom line. All right, coming to calls. I see a great one here, David. We're coming to yours next. Hit us with that all-time Charlie. Henry has gotten the person involved, the National Republicans on college campuses, will be joining us. We'll also hear from Fred Herring. What an event last night over at Chambers in Doylestown. I just love stuff like that. And we'll also talk with Evan Baquetto of Young Republicans. And what was the magic of Charlie Kirk? But we got plenty of other things, too, to weave in and out, including 9/11. You know, it's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and, of course, pure, clean drinking water.
There's a lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They're going to put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Customer service is unbelievable. I told you many times, our guy, Dwayne, immaculate. And that moment, the before and after, when they show you your water, the impurities, and then after what they do, the Kinetico system, it's amazing. They love showing that. So contact Martin Water Conditioning today. Get that free water test. They'll take great care of you. You can go to martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. Call them now, 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you. Okay, it is Dom time. And now the new target, at least on TikTok, somewhat on Twitter, people calling for Let's Kirk, as in Charlie Kirk, Stephen Miller. There you go. Yeah, I had on that top list of, you know, where this would turn next. How does this guy get away with it? All right. So they will constantly come up with targets. But this one is shocking to me because of the modality, the distance, what goes into something like that. David in Somerset, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David, thanks for the wait.
Oh, no problem, Dom. How are you doing today?
Good.
The first thing about Charlie Kirk that I just wanted to say was, you know, he took away what the left has always believed that they owned, the youth vote. And he created this ability for, you know, conservatives to feel comfortable on campus and to be proud to not only just feel that they could be conservatives, but also to be open with their faith in Jesus Christ. And I mean, it was just an amazing life at 31 years. And, you know,
yeah,
it really put a real big scare into them, because the things that they took for granted, they don't have anymore. And it was just a sad day yesterday.
Without a doubt. So, and again, David, the manner of doing this just shows you how crazy this is. Someone gets riled up. They come charging at you, stabbing at you, doing something. We've seen that. But we don't see shooting somebody like this from a distance. That's only presidents and people running for office.
Yeah, no, that's the other thing that I thought of, too. I mean, I when I first heard about it, I thought, okay, so somebody ran up towards the microphone.
Yeah.
And then you hear that he was shot by, you know, a rifle. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's stunning. It's just, it really is.
You know, it's shocking. So, my answer to the question is Charlemagne, who was considered by some to be the first Holy Roman Emperor. And he was the king of the Franks. He was named actually after his grandfather, Charles Martel. So,
oh, I didn't know that. How about his brother, though? He was the king of the beans.
Who was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. The bad joke. The Frankenbeans. Frankenbeans. Frankenbeans, David.
Yeah. I set you up to give the delivery.
Yeah, I did. I
one.
Did it. My delivery must have been off. Unlike my football throw, which I'm reviewing that tape, it's spot on, given everything I had to contend
time
with.
Next time, I'm going to have my catching gloves on.
So stick them we'll and the ready. Gloves are recommended. We have to do that again. Charlemagne's a great answer. I love that name, Charlemagne. I know there's one guy out there with it, but you don't see that name. Would you name your kid Charlemagne? Okay. 855-839-1210. Friend and friend of the show is next. Bill McSwain. I'll ask him about all this. Former U.S. attorney here who really duked it out with Larry Krasner. But I wanted to bring Bill on because Pam Bondi in the Charlotte shooting has now made it a federal matter, meaning death penalty in play for the maniac who killed that young immigrant woman. How do you do that? How does it transfer over? When do you do it? And I'm sure he has a thought or two, too. He is a former Marine, and I think he was in a field of sniping, you know, a sniper at one point. This whole thing that happened with this guy is extraordinary. From that distance with the Charlie Kirk, all right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk Dr. Benz for a moment. Let me tell you, he is my friend. He's a great dentist and a great board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. But, you know, there's only one of them. Well, no, no longer. Now we're thrilled to tell you that Dr. Bentz is expanding his services and availability with a new prosthodontist joining. So we have two now. Right now, it's happening. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or you're a general dentist that can use some backup on complicated cases, Bentz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years, always happy with what he and his team have done to really enhance my oral health. You'll get that same great treatment and that smile that you've always wanted. Just call and schedule the appointment now. Get that initial look-see with Dr. Bentz. 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949. Or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. That's B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.